Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms, Psalm 105, verses 12 through 22. That's our passage today. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another, talking about Israel here. And God allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. And he called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. And the king sent and released him. The rulers of the people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. You know, this psalm reminds us, when you're going through a tough time, you can be sure of this: God never wastes our time. You may feel overlooked. You may feel sidelined. You may feel alone. But God has not forgotten you. He's using your present pain to prepare you for his plan. And today's passage is a great reminder of that truth. So when the nation of Israel was no more than a family clan, a severe famine threatened their survival. However, prior to the famine, God had so orchestrated events that one member of their family, a guy named Joseph, had been sold as a slave in Egypt. And then through a series of God-ordained circumstances, he was put in charge of Egypt's food supply. Jacob's family moved there to Egypt and grew to be a strong nation. That story is found in Genesis 37 through 50. It's encouraging to read the entire account of Joseph's life and see how God put all the pieces together. But granted, going through the long days of challenge can certainly challenge our faith. So let's pray that God will encourage us each day to trust him and be strengthened by him. Let's pray that together. Father, I know that you work all things out for good, but the pain of today makes me doubt that truth. I am tired and disheartened. I can't imagine how today's pain will prepare me for tomorrow. But I know you love me, and I know you trust me. And I trust you even through my doubt and discouragement. Help me to trust you when I cannot understand. Help me to trust even when I cannot see an end to the pain. You sent your son to die for my sins. I know you will give me everything I need for today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.